In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Dave Hemingway. Hello, Dave. How you doing?
Great, Andy. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Where do we find you today? Where are you?
I'm in Manhattan right now. I live in northern New Jersey, but I work during the day in the city.
Oh, what kind of job you got?
I work in the finance field. I've been doing it for a number of years in banking, and it's a pretty interesting profession.
Finance, really? So you really have a head start on most musicians in that you know something about money.
Yeah. I'm still working on it, but yeah, that's true.
Not how to make it, but how to keep it, right?
Yeah, right. Working in finance has allowed me the chance to pursue my interest in music and do a lot of things like record and write. And so that's been a great mix for me.
Which came first, the music or the business sense?
Well, it was the music. I started out when I was quite young. Actually, started out playing trumpet when I was about 10 years old and gravitated to the guitar and ended up starting to play bass when I was a teenager. And so I play both instruments currently. I went to college for political science in Fairleigh Dickinson in Madison, New Jersey. And I also minored in music. And so I always kept my hand in it while I was studying other things and going into the finance world, too.
You know, that's kind of a musical tradition. You start with trumpet. You drive your parents crazy. You find out no girls like trumpet players. So you take up the guitar, and then you find out that nobody needs a guitar player, so you pick up the bass.
Yeah, everybody always needs a bass player. That's true.
I think a lot of people in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight probably don't read music. Do you find that it's helped you dramatically in the music business?
It does, particularly when I'm in the studio. When I write vocal harmonies, and so being able to just sit down and chart it out, it helps me a lot. So, that is helpful. I know some people that can just do it just right by thinking it, too, and that they have such an extreme talent that I don't have. But having the basics really helps. And with the music theory, too, I apply that whenever I'm writing or recording.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Dave Hemingway. And the name of the band is Hemingway, like your last name?
I've had a few bands over the years. One of the bands was Hemingway, and that was an 8-piece rock band here in Manhattan that I played with for a number of years. But having an 8-piece group and trying to make it work at the clubs in the city is very challenging. And so I ended up changing to a group called Cowboy Smoothie, and I played okay. A country band and also played in the city. And now the past few years, I've been focusing on doing more acoustic sets with some of my friends up in the Hudson Valley. And that's where I've been really playing and performing out quite a bit, in Dutchess County in particular.
Sure.
I do a lot of duet work with a fellow by the name of Ethan Campbell. He plays bass and guitar, and he's very talented, and he reads too. So working with friends like that have been just terrific.
I can imagine. I know that 8 people in a band is a lot. First of all, you got to find a place that can accommodate 8 musicians on a little stage. Typically, clubs aren't like that. And organizing 8 people for rehearsals and gigs can be a pain.
Andy, you're absolutely right. It sounds like you've played in a band like that. And being the band leader, you're always scheduling things, and everybody wants to work together, but either they have gigs, family obligations, other things going on. So it is very difficult even to set up a rehearsal, let alone booking a gig date.
Dave Hemingway, you've been at it a while. I'm getting the impression, based on the list of clubs you've played, like in New York City, like the long-gone Lone Star Cafe.
It's been kind of an odyssey for me, just so learning how to really write and relate to people. Over the years, I found I really need to write things that people care about. And it's really great to see when you're performing, and afterwards people will come up to me and ask me if I wrote it, and I'll say yes, and they tell me they can really relate to a lot of the lyrics and the storyline. And that's one of the reasons why I wrote the song Maybe, because there's so many maybes in life. Given that, you know, I've been having a different type of profession from music, I deal with a lot of the everyday things that people deal with, like commuting and dealing with delays in transit and all the other things that go on. And it's helped me in a way develop a lot of themes for writing new material.
You mentioned Dutchess County. You got some shows coming up soon in the Hudson Valley?
Yeah, so I have a show coming up on February 15th. It's called Richard's Rhinecliff Acoustic Show. And it's at the Morton Memorial Library. It goes from 8 until 10:30 on the 15th of February. And then March 8th, that's another Friday, I'll be performing at the Taste Buds Cafe in Red Hook, New York. And that's just north of Rhinebeck. The facility is owned by Dan Budd, hence the name Taste Buds, and he's a local musician, is very supportive of the music community up there. And I also play the Chocolate Festival in the past 3 years in Red Hook, and that's the first Saturday of November.
Where can people find out more about Dave Hemingway? What is your website where they can get more information about your gigs and your songs and that kind of thing?
The website is currently being worked on, but they can find me at DaveHemingwayMusic.com.
Just the way it sounds, spelled that way, yeah.
Yeah, I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. That's under David Hemingway. I also have maybe posted on CD Baby and iTunes and YouTube as well.
Here is Dave Hemingway, his song called Maybe. Give it a listen. And thanks for joining us, Dave. Congratulations and well done. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD.
Thank you, Andy.